Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. There are plenty of hymns which pick up on the rich biblical tradition of Christ's kingship, says our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore. But get ready to listen to Mozart first.
Rex tremende majestatis, king of great and terrible majesty. That passage from Mozart's Requiem gives us one image of Christ the King, the one who comes on the last day to judge the living and the dead. It's an image we know well from sacred art. Here in Rome, of course, Michelangelo's famous painting of the Last Judgment above the altar in the Sistine Chapel evokes the scene with great power. But sacred art also gives us other, gentler images of Christ the King. I'm thinking particularly of that wonderful altarpiece in Ghent, painted by the Van Eyck brothers, which shows the Lamb enthroned in glory, based on a scene from the Book of the Apocalypse.
In my vision, I, John, heard the sound of an immense number of angels gathered round the throne and the animals and the elders. There were 10,000 times 10,000 of them, and thousands upon thousands, shouting, "The Lamb that was sacrificed is worthy to be given power, riches, wisdom, strength, honour, glory, and blessing."
That's the scene described in one of my favourite hymns for the Feast of Christ the King. Hail, Redeemer, King Divine, Priest and Lamb, the throne is thine. The Feast of Christ the King, which we celebrate this Sunday, is quite recent. It was instituted in 1925 by Pius XI. Pope Pius was concerned about the secularism and materialism of 20th century society, and he gave us this feast so as to make it clear that Christ rightly belongs at the centre of every aspect of our lives. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King whose name creation thrills, rule our minds, our hearts, our wills. There are plenty of hymns which pick up on the rich biblical tradition of Christ's kingship. Crown Him with Many Crowns is a popular 19th century example. But the hymn I've chosen for today was written specially for the new feast of Christ the King. I must confess I've never come across any other hymn tunes by Charles Rigby or any other hymn texts by Patrick Brennan. But here, in Hail, Redeemer, King Divine, they've given us a fine, rousing hymn that makes us wish they could have written more. The task of a king is to promote peace and justice throughout his dominions. How much our world stands in need of the Prince of Peace. We pray for him to come and take possession of his kingdom. We pray for peace. We pray for justice. We pray that all peoples may one day come to recognize our Saviour Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And you were listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.